Onega, home of the Buffaloes, as they welcome in the Riverside Cyclones in a Class 1A District 4 showdown. Good evening. Brandon Tamman with you. Trenton Craxner will join me in just a moment. Colin Feldkamp is back in studio. Onega and Riverside tonight, two teams certainly trying to keep the momentum going, but really more so for Riverside, a team that got a big win last week over Jackson Heights. Jackson Heights was undefeated going into that game, but Riverside said, 28-12, a big-time win for the Cyclones, evening their record at 2-2. Onega certainly had some expectations going into this year. They had some key players and some key spots coming back, but injuries have bit this team early and often. So this is a team that's been shuffling. A loss last week to Guymon, Oklahoma, 48-7. And again, this is a team that's playing a lot of young players here this season due to some major injuries, including their All-State caliber quarterback in Zach Fisher, who broke his fibula in the second game of the year. He is out for the season. So it's 1-3 Onega and 2-2 Riverside, our game of the week here on KNZA 103.9. When we come back, our pregame coverage will continue. It's presented by Highland Community College, online at highlandcc.edu. Close to home and far from dead. Again, Trenton joins me after a timeout. We'll get you set. It's Onega and Riverside coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Is it time to purchase equipment or expand your operations? At Union State Bank of Horton and Evers, we don't just understand ag loans, we rely on them just like you do. Many of our Union State Bank employees are farmers themselves, or they grew up in farm families and know the importance of the right financing at the right time. From capital improvement and equipment loans to real estate, we have the agricultural loan you need. Let's talk today. NMLS number 654946. Union State Bank of Horton and Evers, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Whether you're looking for a nice steak dinner out, a burger and a drink with friends, or a place to relax and unwind and enjoy the game, Boomer Steakhouse in Holton offers a locally owned, full-service bar and restaurant with a casual and inviting atmosphere. Boomer's is open for lunch and dinner every day except Mondays and has daily lunch and dinner specials posted on their Facebook. Boomer's also has an outdoor patio, all with the best service and experience that keeps folks from across the map coming back time and time again. Boomer's Steakhouse in Holton. It's all about the food, and all your friends are here. Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Set, three-pointer, bang! Oh, are you serious?
Tonight's pregame show is presented by Boomer's Steakhouse and Catering, home of the Midwest's best prime rib, every Friday and Saturday night.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
No way, dude.
Like that flat-screen TV that just got stolen.
See your local shelter insurance agents, Tom Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha, for a free insurance
review. There's a flag on the play.
What's the call?
Looks like false savings.
False savings? What's that?
Oh, it's when a shop offers cheap tires and then they double down with cheap service.
How do you prevent that?
It's real simple. You just call Wilson Tire at 785-362-8473 in Holton. Matt and Terry at Wilson Tire have loads of experience and are sure to find you the right tire at the right price.
Sounds like a win to me.
When selection and service matter, call 362-TIRE.
Kansaland Radio.
Tell you what, it's a pretty good night for football here in Onega, home of the Buffaloes, as they welcome in the Cyclones of Riverside. It's a Class 1A District 4 showdown. Brandon Tamman, Colin Feldkamp's in studio, keeping us locked in and on the air. Trenton Craxner, my boy, to my left. What's going on, sir?
Not a whole lot, you know. Big week of football here. District play starting to get in, so it's going to be an interesting game to call tonight.
Well, let's talk about the district standings currently, of course. I don't know if we'll have a broadcast the rest of the regular season as good as one as we had last week with Centralia and Troy. Came down to the wire. Panthers winning it. Late touchdown with 30 seconds left. They beat Troy you know, Centralia controlling their own destiny really the rest of the way. Riverside, though, they got a big one last week. They knocked out Jackson Heights, and maybe what was to some a surprising outcome, they won that game 28-12, evening the record at 2-2. So the Cyclones are 1-0 in district play. Centralia 2-0. They've already got wins over Onega and also, as we mentioned, Troy last week. So Centralia certainly sitting at the top, but Riverside needs a win tonight to try to keep pace with the Panthers. And, you know, teams like Troy, Jackson Heights, and Onega here who already have taken a loss in district play, it might be tough, but a lot's going to kind of determine what plays out in that Centralia-Jackson Heights game tonight. But again, for both these teams, Riverside's been kind of up and down. They certainly have a potent offense, but again, we talked about it earlier. For Onega, it's just been tough. A lot of key players injured early on this season. They've been plugging guys in, a lot of younger pieces. They'll play their third quarterback here as we're going into game number five. Really just going to be interesting to see how the Buffaloes kind of react and coordinate together with some new pieces. But let's start with Riverside again. This is a potent offense. They have one of the top 10 offenses in Class 1A. But we're going to go ahead and actually step aside. They're doing some pregame stuff here. They're going to play the national anthem here early. They got some other stuff going on. So we're actually going to pause real quick for a timeout. We'll be back in a second here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call in, carry out, or eat in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com. Equal housing lender.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
Mom, I got the job! I got the job!
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
KNZA.
I always love it when we come back from Ghostbusters there. Appreciate it very much, Colin, back in studio. National anthem a little early here tonight from Onega's. The Buffaloes play host to Riverside here on KNZA 103.9. Our pregame coverage again brought to you by Highland Community College. Brandon Tam and Trenton Kraxner. We kind of got cut off there, but we're back to it. Again, we wanted to talk about Riverside a little bit. Team that's been a little bit up and down, but they certainly got some good pieces on offense. I think it starts with the Duncan brothers. Really, it starts with Percy Duncan, their leading rusher, 6'1", 230, the junior. Again, leading rusher, over 300 yards, averages nearly 6 yards a carry, 6 touchdowns in 4 games, and certainly going to be a problem tonight for this Onega defense.
I completely agree. And, you know, the big thing for Riverside tonight is with all this extracurricular activity for Onega. You know, they're on their third-string quarterback. Looks like homecoming's going on. They just shot off fireworks during the national anthem. They're going to be pumped. So the start of the game is going to be very important. You know, if they get the ball, I think you're going to see a healthy dose of Percy Duncan. You're going to enforce your will, get behind that good-sized offensive line, and let your defense go to work.
Yeah, they got a very good offensive line. Percy's brother, Todrick Duncan, the left tackle, 5'11", 230, the senior. You also got 5'10", 185, 5'8", 220, 6'2", 240 on that Riverside offensive line. Maddox Mears, Josh King, Caleb Catron, and Brody Huff. That's going to be a load for the defensive linemen for the Buffaloes. And now, as we switch to it now, the home team, the Buffaloes, again, they lose their quarterback, Zach Fisher, second game of the year, broken fibula. He's out for the year. Another player, Hunter Lammond, who was their second-string quarterback and a good piece on offense, he broke his hand in the third quarter of their game last week. He is out. Then they also lost Gabe Kufall, who's a very good senior, who was their starting left tackle, starting defensive tackle, a preseason leg injury. He's out for the year. So we've seen a few teams in our area kind of deal with it. Hiawatha's another team that's really had to deal with some injuries early. But, you know, that's just the name of the game with football. You plug in place and you hope for the best. And we'll see our third Onega quarterback this year, and it'll be a sophomore in Jackson Coulterman.
You know, Coulterman probably didn't get a lot of reps last week with the injury happening in the third quarter. And so, like, you prepare him throughout the week. And, you know, the advantage is you're playing at home, and it's homecoming night, so there's an extra buzz in the crowd, probably on the field, so you're going to start out with that chip on your shoulder ready to go. So I think that's an advantage for Onega. The, like I said, the key to the game is going to be the start of the game. What team's going to come out? If Onega comes out at the beginning of the game with some fire, you know, they can stick with Riverside. You know, Riverside is a good team that had a big win last week, but the key to the game for Onega is how they start.
Yeah, see if they can keep with the Cyclones here early again. When you look at just kind of the recent history between these two, when you look at Riverside against Onega here in the 2000s, they've only played twice in the 2000s. It was back in 2012 and 2013. Riverside won both those games, 38-35 in 2012 and 62-13 in 2013. So nearly 10 years, excuse me, since these last teams played on the gridiron against each other. Again, the Cyclones are 2-2. A very good win last week over Jackson Heights helped the Cobras offense to under 200 yards. So that was certainly an impressive performance. And the Cyclones, the Buffaloes, on the other hand, as they're shooting off the fireworks, won their first game of the year against McLeod. They started with a good win there, but really since then, they've had to deal with these injuries and plugging and placing other players. Losses to Valley Heights, Centralia, and then Guymon, Oklahoma last week, which is crazy to think that a team from the panhandle part of Oklahoma traveling here to Onega to play. They've also had already played a couple Texas teams. They hadn't even played a team in their own state yet, which is kind of wild. But Riverside, again, here tonight, Onega losing that game last week to Guymon, Oklahoma. That was a 48-7 final. Getting ready for the coin toss. Onega has their orange helmets and their dark-colored tops and pants trimmed out in white and orange, all whites for the Cyclones, as the Duncan brothers, the captains for Riverside. Zach Fisher, of course, who was injured, broken fibula in game two, still out there representing his team as a captain. Also, captain as well is Jeremiah Dorsey and Colby Fordham for Onega. So the Buffaloes, correction, Riverside won the toss and they're going to actually receive. So you don't see it very much anymore. Teams winning the toss and taking the ball first.
Yeah, I know a lot of people want to defer, but, you know, you want that ball first. You get the ball, you go down and score, you've already set the tone. I don't understand necessarily deferring a lot. I mean, you could lose a possession, you're trying to stay for the second, but who knows, you turn the ball over and you miss out on an opportunity. You want to get the ball, go down and score, set the tone early.
Game tonight again presented by Rainbow Communications. Find them online at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in Northeast Kansas. Just moments away from the opening kick, Riverside won the toss and will receive, rocking the all-white uniforms tonight, that Carolina blue trim as well. And the Buffaloes again tonight with a third quarterback here in their fifth game. It'll be the sophomore Jackson Coulterman, the head coach Ben Coulterman. That's Buffalo's offense, just 10 points per game this year, while they go up against a Riverside team that's averaging about 24 points per game, but they can certainly put up yards, 317.5 yards per game. That's top 10 in Class 1A, and definitely they can do it through the air. Beckham Griffin, their freshman quarterback, he has been pretty darn good. He has thrown some interceptions, but completing 65% of his passes, over 700 yards and six scores.
Right, and there's going to be growing pains as a freshman, you know. I mean, but he's completing 65% of his passes, over 700 yards, six touchdowns, and you look at seven interceptions, but that's the growing pains of being a freshman. He's going to get there, and, you know, when you have Percy Duncan in the backfield, it makes your job a lot easier.
I think we'll see a heavy dose of Percy Duncan here early for the Cyclones. Onega kicking off from left to right as we stand up here in the booth. Buffaloes and Cyclones tonight. Thank you so much for tuning in. Absolutely perfect weather here in Northeast Kansas. Race Fisher, the junior, will be kicking off for the Buffaloes. Here's the approach, and here's the kick. Pretty good one, a line drive. And this is Harrington, a wide receiver to return here for Riverside. Has some room at the 30, outside the numbers, 40, all the way out near the 45 and near midfield. Looks like the 47-yard line, so a great return. That is Tyzel Harrington, the freshman, and all the way out to the 47-yard line, first and 10 for the Cyclones.
You know, broke that to his own sideline there, picked up a couple big blocks from the front line, and, you know, they ran him out of bounds, but a good start for Riverside, trying to set the tone early.
First and 10 at their own 47-yard line. Just getting going, no score. There's the freshman quarterback, Beckham Griffin, 6'1", 165. Stands in the gun. He's got two receivers left, a man to his right. Quick hitter to the outside. Harrington goes up and makes a one-handed catch and crosses midfield and all the way down near the Onega 45. What an athletic play by Harrington. That's a pitch and catch of nearly 7 yards. We'll call it a long six. It'll bring up second down and a short four.
Impressive snag there by the freshman. I mean, he had a good return, then a little errant high throw from the quarterback Griffin. He just goes up and snags it with one hand. Impressive start for Riverside.
Second down and four on the Onega side of the field at the 47-yard line. Another gun set here. This time they'll give it to Duncan, working right guard in the Onega defensive front, pushing him back. And a loss on the play of a yard. It'll bring up third down and about six to go. Call it third and five. Perfect third medium scenario, but how about that defensive front? It was nicely done. Dylan Magnet, Tatum Lara, Gavin Coulterman all in on the stop. And a loss of one for Duncan on his first carry.
You know, going through the week, you're probably hearing stuff Percy Duncan up the middle. You know, you're going to get a heavy dose of him. So good job by the D-line early.
It'll be a shotgun set here on third down and five. They go with Duncan again, and he is met at the line of scrimmage and dropped. And once again, Jeremiah Dorsey was in there on the stop. Race Fisher as well. No gain, and it's fourth down and five for the Cyclones at the Onega 48-yard line. How about that?
You know, we're talking about how much Duncan's averaging 6 yards a carry. You know, two carries, negative yard. Good job by the Onega defense so far guarding him.
Looks like they're going to go for it. First big play here. No score. Just getting going. Not quite 2 minutes in. Four wide receivers set. Griffin having to evade a rush. Now tucks it. Rolling to his left. He is grabbed. He tries to throw it out into the flat. He's got Duncan for a first down across the 40 near the 33-yard line. And down he goes. How about that for a gain of 13 yards? A scramble by Beckham Griffin. And he finds Percy Duncan for the big play in the first down. Correction, a gain of 16 down to the 32.
Dylan Magna had a hold of him there, and he was about to rip him down, but just kind of pitched it out there like a little baseball toss, and Percy Duncan was able to carry it for a first down.
I mean, that's something like you would see Patrick Mahomes do on a Sunday, getting chased from behind, about to be dragged down, and just kind of shoved it out there, and it was caught and ran for 16 yards for a first down. This is Elijah Moore on the carry, and he is hit and dropped in the backfield. So the Onega defensive front doing a good job. That's a loss of two for Elijah Moore. The second running back, he'll get some carries tonight as well. Magnet in on the stop. It'll bring up second down and 12, just inside the Onega 35.
That defense is doing work. They've stuffed every single run so far. I mean, and they're not easy guys to bring down. Elijah Moore, 5'9", 200. Percy Duncan, 6'1", 230. So not easy guys to bring down, but they're doing it right now.
Two running backs in the backfield, one to each side. It's Moore and Duncan as Griffin takes the snap. It's Moore once again left side, breaking a tackle at the 30 and down near the 26-yard line for a solid pickup of 8 yards and a much more manageable third down scenario coming up. They go right back to Moore, and he picks up eight. So third down and four coming up after that nice pickup by Elijah Moore. Moore's just a freshman. Percy Duncan is a junior. So both these guys, the top two backs, neither are seniors. So trying to convert here on third down and four at the Onega 26. No score, 8-10 and counting first quarter. They go to Duncan. He bounces off a wimpy tackler. Will have a first down, breaks another one inside the 20 and inside the 15 and out of bounds. They get him down to the 13. It's a gain of 13 for Duncan. Now the Cyclones roaring as they are in the red zone.
you know, it was a good defensive line. They got a good push, but Duncan, using that ball carrier vision, bounced it to the outside and was able to pick up that first down.
First down and 10, Cyclones at the Onega 13-yard line. Clock under 7:50 and counting, first quarter, no score. Still the first drive here by the Cyclones. They won the toss and took the ball first. They've already converted on a fourth down, and they convert there on third and four. First and 10, just outside the 10. Griffin takes the snap, and they give it to Duncan this time, and he's brought down immediately by Colby Fordham. The middle linebacker, the 6-foot senior, Fordham makes a nice play in the hole. It's a loss of one, and it's second down and 11. For some underclassmen in some key spots, Onega still has some key seniors. Fordham there, one of the key seniors in the middle of that defense. Also, Jeremiah Dorsey as well. Two veterans for sure that kind of lead the charge. Second down and 11 at the 13. Cyclones trying to get on the board first. Three wideouts to the left. They give it to Duncan again. Stutter steps, gets inside the 10, makes another man miss. Cutting all the way to the far side of the field, and he's going to score. That is a touchdown for Percy Duncan, his seventh of the season. It leads the team from 13 yards out just like that. Cyclones on the board at 6-0.
Duncan just a very patient runner. He ended up going all the way across the field, but he's just waiting for his blocks to develop and then letting tacklers over pursue and just takes it to the house. Good start for Riverside.
So they will line up to kick the extra point. This is a sophomore, Cody Hewins, will kick the extra point here for Riverside as they take their opening drive, and this one is no good. Hit off the side of the foot, and the extra point is no good. 6:45 left opening quarter. Riverside 6, Onega nothing. We're back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Anderson Meats at Troy is your custom meat processing source when you need your livestock processed. They have openings as early as January, so give them a call at 785-985-2292. Or stop by their locker facility just south of Troy on Last Chance Road. Anderson Meats, where you'll receive top-notch service for your meat processing. Get your appointment for processing as early as January, and for you deer hunters this fall, remember that Anderson Meats can handle your deer processing. Again, give them a call at 785-985-2292. Or stop by just south of Troy on Last Chance Road.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Riverside won the toss, took the ball, and capped off a 53-yard drive with a 13-yard touchdown run by Percy Duncan. The extra point was no good, so the Cyclones out to a 6-0 lead. Buffaloes will get the ball for their first time here in the opening quarter. 6:45 left. Colin, Brandon, Trenton all with you here tonight. Beautiful night here in Northeast Kansas, as we're going to turn the calendar another month over tomorrow as we hit October, more than halfway through the regular season. So the Cyclones will kick this one off from right to left. And this is Todrick Duncan, who does the kicking duties for the Cyclones, and it's going to land and dribble at the 22. This is picked up by Donovan Mason, and he tries to go middle of the field. He's brought down around the 25. He wanted a face mask, but he's not going to get the call. So we'll see the sophomore in Jackson Coulterman to lead the charge here for the Buffaloes offense. It will be first and 10 for the Buffaloes at their own 25.
And the key to this first drive with Jackson Coulterman behind center is how comfortable is he going to be under center? I mean, we saw it a couple weeks ago at Hiawatha when their starting quarterback went down. The backup did not seem comfortable. So let's see how Coulterman does on this first drive.
Well, Jackson's got Gavin Coulterman, the fullback, with him. Landon Coling's another guy you're going to hear a lot about tonight. And they give it to Coling up the middle, and a good gain across the 30 out near the 31. Coling got six there, brings up second down and four. Good push by the offensive line. So second down and four after Landon Coling, a 5'9 junior, picks up six. Buffaloes will try to methodically work this one down the field. And the give is to the fullback here, Braden Pohl. Our correction, missed number there. So it is Gavin Coulterman, who's rocking number 47. roster shows 66, but Gavin Colterman, the leading fullback, he gains a yard there. It brings up third down and three right at the Onega 32-yard line. A late sub comes in. Connor Nider, who is a junior, will be the lone receiver out left. L.J. Colzer, the tight end, split wide to the right. Third down and three. And they give it to Colling. He's got room and a big play and a first down all the way out near midfield. All the way out to the 49, and it's 17 for Colling and a first down.
You know, that's going to be the key. You're probably going to see a lot of runs tonight. You don't know how comfortable Colterman is passing the football, but being methodical and keeping it third and manageable, maybe break a big run here and there for Onega.
Colling got to midfield, so they gave him, officially it's an 18-yard run. We're at 5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Clock on the move. Cyclones out to the 6-0 lead, but the Buffaloes have some momentum here on their opening drive. First and 10, near side hash. They work from left to right. Ball at midfield. They go to Colterman, left side. Gavin picks up a couple here into Riverside territory. They'll give him two. It'll bring up second down and eight from the 48. Now, Riverside scoring drive of 53 yards and the Percy Duncan touchdown, giving them a 6-0 lead. Our drive summary presented by Wilson Tire. When selection and service matter, choose Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire in Holton. Find them at WilsonTireKS.com. So under 4:20, clock moving, first quarter, 6-0 Riverside. Buffalo's first possession, they have it second down and eight from the Cyclones 48. Jackson Colterman under center, man in motion, and he is hit immediately, and he is ripped down for a loss. That play was blown up from the start, and Percy Duncan just drove right through the O-line. It's a loss of two back to midfield. It's now third down and 10.
And just coming up from the linebacker spot, I mean, just blitzed right over center, and kind of like that Troy Polamalu jumping over, except he just went right through the line, immediately wrapped up Colterman.
Officially a loss of three, so he's back to the 49. So now third down and 11 for the Buffaloes offense here. So their first hurdle here on this opening drive. They had a couple big plays. Colling went for 18 earlier, but now third down and 11. Gavin Colterman, the fullback behind him, a wide receiver here to the left. They want to toss it left to Colling. And it looks like he has no opportunity here, and this is blown for a monster loss. Riverside all over that, and this is going to be back to the 41. It's a loss of 8 yards. That toss went nowhere. It is now fourth and a mile.
You know, it was just a little toss play, something that we hadn't seen yet, and they're just good pursuit from the outside and gang tackle from Riverside and blows up the drive.
And Jackson Colterman looks like he's going to set up here in punt formation. Faisal Harrington, the freshman, who's made a couple nice plays here early on, he is back to receive. Also, Darian Hernandez for the Cyclones, and Riverside's going to let this one bounce. And they'll have it first and 10 at their own 32-yard line. 2.5 minutes left here in the first quarter. It's a 6-0 Riverside lead. So credit the Buffaloes, they had a little momentum on that drive, but then two plays that lost about 12 yards and put them in fourth and long and had no choice but to punt it away. So now see if the defense can get a stop. Riverside certainly converted on a couple big plays. They converted on a big third down and on fourth down as well on that first drive with, again, Percy Duncan leading the way with that 13-yard touchdown run. 2.5 minutes left, first quarter, 6-0 Riverside. Second possession for the Cyclones, first and 10 at their own 32. This is Elijah Moore. He will cross the 35 to the 36 for a gain of four right side. It'll bring up second down and six. And you're going to see a heavy dose of Percy Duncan and Elijah Moore out of the back. So see, it's a little bit different pace than what we saw last week with Centralia Troy. Both teams had multiple possessions in the first quarter. This is only our third total possession here, and we're already under 2 minutes to go. So both teams certainly using some clock here. It's Beckham Griffin on a quarterback keeper. Oh, nice move. Makes a man miss. Able to get some positive yards. He spun down around the 40-yard line for a gain of four. Brings up a very manageable third down and two.
And, you know, Griffin's not a guy that's going to run a whole lot, so a little bit of a nice play call there. He had 9 carries for 9 yards and a touchdown coming into tonight, but a good 4-yard run right there. And when you run the ball a lot, the key is staying in third and manageable for both teams. And Onega didn't do that. They had a third and deep, but now 3rd and 2 for Riverside here.
Cyclones, the number 9 ranked total yards per game, I should say, number 9 in total yards per game in the whole 1A classification. 317.5 yards per game. Most of that is done through the air. Griffin is going to hand it off, and this is going to be blown up in the backfield. Duncan's going to lose a yard. It's going to bring up 4th down and 3. Race Fisher in there on the stop, and we have seen some good plays by this Onega defensive front.
And Riverside more than likely to go for it here. I mean, they went for it on 4th and 6 earlier. It's still 4th and 2, 4th and 3. You might see Beckham drop back to pass here.
We'll see what happens. 4th and 3 at their own 39-yard line. 35 seconds and counting left here in the first quarter. Cyclones leading 6-0. Converted on a 4th down on their first drive, trying to do it again. And they're going to run a reverse. And this is strung out to the outside, and it's going to be nowhere close, as it was Ryder Davis on a reverse from the near side to the far side. It's going to be a loss of a yard and a turnover on downs, and the Buffaloes get a big stop here late in the first quarter.
And that was Captain Kobe Fordham with a big stick on that far side. And Ryder Davis wasn't going anywhere after contact, so a big turnover on down for the Onega defense. Maybe that offense can carry that momentum here.
So they will have it inside the Cyclones 40. So at the Riverside 38-yard line, a short field here for the Buffaloes. We might get one play here before the end of the quarter. 21.2 seconds left, 6-0 Riverside after the Buffaloes defense forcing a turnover on down. So back to work, the sophomore Jackson Coulterman. He's got Gavin behind him, and it's going to be a play action. Jackson dropping back. He's going to take a shot. Beautiful ball down the middle of the field and just overshooting Josh Daniels, the freshman. Tell you what, that was a pretty good ball, and Daniels had a step.
I mean, just a yard and a half too far. It was right out his outstretched hands. He was the only man on a route. He was running a seam, but he was behind the defense. And, I mean, you're about a half yard away from a 6-6 ball. Fortunate for Onega.
Tyzel Harrington was in coverage. Now 14.8 seconds left here in the quarter. And I like the Buffaloes there taking a shot. It was certainly there as Holterman was just a bit too long on that throw. Very good spiral to it, and just missing the outstretched arms there of Josh Daniels. 2nd down and 10 from the Cyclones 38. And it's Kohling up the middle. He'll, I think, fall back to the line of scrimmage, and that's it. No gain. 3rd down and 10 coming up. When we come back, it's going to be the final play of the first quarter. So the Buffaloes, a big 3rd down coming up. Riverside out to a 6-0 lead 12 minutes in. Back for more. Game of the Week continues after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company was established in 1871 and is the oldest state-chartered bank in Kansas. The M&J Banks are a branch of the Bank of Blue Valley, offering commercial, business, and personal banking while allowing you to manage your finances around the clock with anytime banking featuring online and mobile options. The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company. Stop by branch locations in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or log on to mjbtrc.com. Member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Now, pretty quick first quarter here from Onega. The Buffaloes trailing Riverside 6-0 here in this Class 1A District 4 showdown tonight. Buffaloes at 1-3 coming in. Cyclones are 2-2. Lone score, a 13-yard touchdown run by Percy Duncan on the opening drive. Extra point was missed. We set 6-0 Cyclones as we start quarter number 2. We flip sides of the field. Buffaloes now going from right to left. They have 3rd down and 10 at the Cyclones 38 after their defense got a big turnover on downs. They haven't done anything with this drive and now facing a 3rd and long.
You know, it'll be interesting to see if they go pass play here like they did on 1st down.
Coulterman will hand it off to Kohling, and he's bumped up in the backfield and dropped immediately. Dropped by Todrick Duncan, the senior, who blew up that play. It's a loss of 1. It's now 4th down and 11.
You know, Todrick Duncan has been getting a good push all night. That last play of the first quarter, they were running a reverse to Kohling. He just pushed the center so far back that Kohling tripped over the center and fell to the ground. So he's been a force in the middle of the defense so far in these first couple possessions.
Cyclones have some big bodies on that defensive side, and now fourth down and 11, and it looks like the Buffaloes are going to try to pin the Cyclones deep. Coulterman takes the snap, and he'll punt it to his right, angling right, and that's going to take a good bounce inside the five and down to around the 3 or 4 yard line. So a heck of a job there by Jackson Coulterman on the punt. The Cyclones defense did their job, and now they got a long way to go. First down and 10 at their own 3.
You know, I like that decision, Battle Neg. You know, you're about midfield, and it's fourth and long, but the benefit of punting there is now you're forcing that Riverside offense to try and go 97 yards down the field, and, you know, they're not a big explosive play team, so I like that decision by the Onega coaching staff.
It was a good job at execute there by Jackson Coulterman, but see if the Cyclones can get something going. They got 97 yards to the end zone. Their lead is 6-0. Griffin back to pass, and he is hit near the goal line, and he is taken down for a safety. It's a quarterback sack, and I believe that was Race Fisher who got him, and it was. So Fisher comes up with a quarterback sack. It's a safety, and it's 2 points for the Buffaloes. It's now a 6-2 ball game.
And when you're on your third string quarterback, you're going to take points anytime you can get it. There you go. There's the benefit of punting. You know, your D-line's been getting fantastic pressure all night, and there was two or three guys back there with Race Fisher taking down Beckham Griffin. So now the momentum's swinging to Onega's side. You know, there's a big offensive possession coming here on this free kick.
Wow. So 55 seconds into the second quarter, Buffaloes get a quarterback sack from Race Fisher and a safety. So the Cyclones' lead is 6-2 at 11:05 left until halftime. The Buffaloes will get it back as the Cyclones are going to have to punt it away to them. Game tonight presented by Rainbow Communications. RainbowTel.net to find out more, providing the most reliable internet services in Northeast Kansas. Is that technically a drive? Riverside drive, negative 3 yards. Onega gets 2 points in the 6-2 ball game.
Fantasy football players would like the defensive special teams of Onega right now. They just picked up 2 points. So, I guess I'd count that as a drive. Just a very good defensive stand for Onega. One play, very efficient. Got a defensive score, and now get your offense back to work. You should get a good field position depending on how this punt goes.
Yeah, we'll see how. We don't see many safeties here at this level. I couldn't tell you the last. I've been broadcasting games for over 10 years. Couldn't tell you the last time I saw a safety in a high school game. But we got one here tonight, so credit the Buffaloes defense and Race Fisher on the quarterback sack. Taking down Beckham Griffin in the end zone. 6-2 Riverside as they get set to punt this one away. And as you mentioned, yeah, where they're punting it from, unless you got someone with a big leg, I think it's going to be Percy Duncan to punt this away. And it will be. Back, Josh Daniels, Donovan Mason back to receive here for the Buffaloes. They stand at about their 25-30-yard line, respectively. All right, so see what Duncan can do on this punt. It's a pretty good one from left to right. Mason's going to have a good return, hits off his chest, but he's able to gather, and he hits a hole. He's at midfield, far side. He's going to be in Riverside territory, finally dragged down inside the 35 near the 33. Well, field position you mentioned pretty good. I'd say that's pretty darn good right
there. You
know,
what sprung there was Dylan Magan on the far side, laid a big-time block, and it sprung that run. And now you're starting your offensive possession at the Riverside 33, 34-yard line. You have all the momentum from that safety. So you're energized on your sideline right now, and you're looking to continue that.
So it's inside the 35, so it is the Riverside 33 where the Buffaloes will start this possession. They're down 6-2 early second quarter. A Percy Duncan touchdown for Riverside, and then the Buffaloes defense coming away with a safety just moments ago. This is a direct snap. Jackson Coulterman will keep it far side, and he scampers out of bounds for a quarterback keeper, and he is near the first down stick.
No.
Let's see if they give it to him. Looks like he'll be just a yard shy. It was a gain of 9 for Jackson Coulterman. Second down and maybe a football length to go. Ball at the 23-yard line.
And with all the injuries that's running through your quarterback position, being a third-string guy, you're not going to want to take any hits that you don't have to. So a smart decision there. You got about 9.5 yards. Just take out of bounds, you know. Now you're second short.
Second down and maybe not even a full yard to go with the Cyclones 23 as Buffaloes have an opportunity to take a lead here for the first time. Holterman under center, and he's, speaking of taking a hit, he just runs a quarterback sneak for a first down to the 20 for a gain of three.
You know, and who was it right there? Todrick Duncan met him right in the hole after that pickup. And he's been everywhere on defense so far, but they took it right at him that time.
You mentioned Colterman, the sophomore, 5'9", 140. He's met by Percy Duncan, who's 6'1", 230. Colterman wins the battle, picks up the first down, and into the red zone. First and 10 Buffaloes at the Cyclones 20. Far side hash, they send a receiver. That is Connor Nider here to the left side. Split way out left. Direct snap there, running with Colterman. Down he goes. He's hit from behind. He'll fall forward for a couple to the 18. It'll bring up second down and 8. Now you mentioned, you know, third quarterback here in game number 5. Try to take as limited number of shots as possible. We've seen 3 straight kept there by Colterman. He's picked up some good yards, and now he's got second down and 8. Getting inside the red zone at the 18-yard line.
He's got 3 carries for 15 yards on this drive alone. So, I mean, if it's working, you're going to keep doing it. But you don't want him to take a bunch of hits because who knows who the fourth-string guy might be. So,
it's going to be 9:44, clock moving. First half, 6-2, Riverside by 4. Buffaloes will snap it. Jackson Colterman, another designed quarterback keeper, and down he goes. He's hit immediately by Maddox Mears, a 5'10 freshman defensive tackle, and no gain there for Colterman. Might have lost a half yard. It'll bring up a third down and 8 scenario from the Cyclones' 18-yard line.
And this might be a situation where you see a route going out here on a third and long. You might pass the ball here. I mean, they had the deep shot earlier, but you don't need a deep shot at the 18-yard line here. But it'd be interesting to see if they open up the passing game a little bit more from Colterman. He had a nice spiral on that first pass earlier.
We'll send Connor Nider, the split receiver, far side right. Ball's on the far hash. Tight end on the line, L.J. Colzer. Colterman will go back to pass. Fires it to the far side, and I believe that is caught down the sideline and pushed out inside the 5. Colterman finds Connor Nider for a gain of about 16 yards, broke a couple tackles, and nearly found his way into the end zone. Nider gets 16. It's first and goal.
It was just, he ran to the sticks and kind of stopped, and Colterman put it right on him. And he broke the tackle and banged out of bounds right in front of the goal line there.
First and goal at the 2 for the Buffaloes. Chance to take their first lead. Can they punch it in? Colterman under center. He'll keep it himself, and he is immediately pushed back. That quarterback sneak did not work there. Mears, Huff, Duncan all in on the defensive front, pushing that one back. No gain. Second and goal from the 2.
You know, I might be interested in seeing Gavin Colterman, the bigger of the 2, get a carry here on the red zone. Just need 2 yards. To be interesting to see if they go to the bigger back here.
Gavin, the fullback, been in for most of the offensive possessions. He will line up sidecar left here. Or I should say Colterman, then he will give it to Gavin up the middle, and he spins near the goal line, and just as you called it, it's a Gavin Colterman 2-yard touchdown run. 8-10 until halftime. Buffaloes take an 8-6 lead.
You know, this drive was set up by the safety, but that was set up by the decision to punt and pin Riverside deep. So it's kind of a snowball effect for Onega, but now all the momentum's on your side. You got a big tonight, and you carry that momentum, you can make this game really interesting.
So the Buffaloes defense has come through. They'll try to kick the extra point here. This will be Race Fisher, who had the quarterback sack, and he sends up a butte, and it splits the upright. 8-10 until halftime. Onega 9, Riverside 6. Our game of the week continues after a timeout here on KNZA.
Is it time to purchase equipment or expand your operations? At Union State Bank of Horton and Evers, we don't just understand ag loans, we rely on them just like you do. Many of our Union State Bank employees are farmers themselves, or they grew up in farm families and know the importance of the right financing at the right time. From capital improvement and equipment loans to real estate, we have the agricultural loan you need. Let's talk today. NMLS number 654946. Union State Bank of Horton and Evers, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Brandon Tabman with you. Trent Krasner as well. Our game of the week here on KNCA 103.9 FM. Onega and Riverside, Class 1A District 4 showdown. The Buffaloes came out to play tonight. Despite some injuries, they lead at 9-6. A touchdown and a safety. 8-10 until halftime. Again, 9-6, Buffaloes. Another big matchup in this district. Our other featured game on KMCA 92-1, Jackson Heights, a 6-0 lead over Centralia at the end of the first quarter. Centralia ran just two plays in that opening quarter. Jackson Heights controlled that. Cobras leading the Panthers 6-0 after one. Fisher to kick off here for the Buffaloes. Their lead is 9-6. Pretty good one from right to left. Harrington, the freshman, takes it at about the 15. Far side of the field. Breaks a tackle. Gets through another lane. Out across the 40 and shoved down by his own teammate around the 45. Another good turn. A couple good returns we've seen here already in the first half. But Harrington there out across the 45 to the 46. And the Cyclones have a pretty good field position.
Harrington's one of those guys that you look at him, kicking the ball, he might take it to the house every single time, kind of like a Cordero Patterson. It's like, maybe you shouldn't kick to that kid. I mean, had a return all the way into Onega territory on the first one. That one, if his teammate doesn't push him down, he probably gets into the Onega side of the field again.
8:01 until halftime. Buffaloes 9, Cyclones 6. First and 10 here for Riverside at their own 46-yard line. Griffin takes the snap. They hand it to Elijah Moore, and he's tripped up right at about the line of scrimmage, as it was Colby Fordham who got in there, made the stop. They'll give him about a yard, maybe a yard and a half. Call it second down and a call it a long eight to go. A few yards shy of midfield. Cyclones spreading it out. Four wide receivers, two to each side. Moore, the running back, sidecar left to Griffin, who is back to pass, facing a rush, and throws it, and it's incomplete. Looking for Ryder Davis across the middle, and a pretty good throw considering he had two big bodies right in front of him. Just out in front of Davis a little bit. Incomplete. Now third down and eight.
And that's a good play call right there. They dialed up the linebacker blitz, and Gavin Coltman was in the face of Beckham Griffin right there and made it hard to throw. So good defensive play call there. Dial up the linebacker blitz.
7:26 until halftime. Buffaloes leading Riverside 9-6. It's third down and eight for Riverside at their own 47-yard line. Quick hitter here to the near side, and it's incomplete. Looking for Ryder Davis again, this time on a wide receiver screen, and just out in front, incomplete. And now, just like that, it is fourth down and eight for the Cyclones.
We've been saying his name a lot. Race Fisher was in the backfield right there. And once again, you know, Beckham Griffin, under distress, it makes it really hard for the freshman to see when you have a big guy like Race Fisher up in your grill.
Let's see, and it looks like maybe Riverside's going to set to punt this one away as Duncan is back to punt. This is Percy Duncan, so how about the Onega defense coming to play here in the first half, and they do force Riverside to punt this one away. A pretty good one, high end over end kick, and not calling a fair catch, and getting hit immediately is Connor Nider, but he is able to hang on to the ball. The Buffaloes defense doing their job. They'll have it first and 10, it looks like, at about their own 16-yard line. So three and out.
You know, and that was good punt coverage. You know, a big guy like Todrick Duncan getting down the field. He was right in the face of Nider when he caught it. Interesting decision. I mean, Todrick Duncan was running me at full speed. I'd probably call for a fair catch, but brave enough to not
brave
call
enough,
one there, yeah.
Exactly. Brave enough to take the hit and still hang on to the ball. The first and 10 Buffaloes, they lead at 9-6, not quite halfway into the second quarter. Going to be another quarterback keeper. Boy, and just ripping that play up in the backfield was Todrick Duncan. It's a loss of about two, and it's second down and 12, back to the 14. And it looked like he came in on a blitz, completely unblocked, and just nowhere to go there. Todrick Duncan, the elder of the two, Todrick and Percy, Todrick the senior, 5'11", 230. Matt Coulterman in the backfield for a loss of two. Second down and 12 from the Buffaloes 14. 9-6, the Buffaloes lead it here. Coming up on the halfway point of the first half. Coulterman lost the snap, picks it up, and has some room here to the near side, and a huge run here for Jackson Coulterman. Out across the 40 and finally forced bounds at the 41-yard line. It's a gain of 27 and a big first down for the Buffaloes.
You know, everyone just over-pursued on defense, and Coulterman did had a nice little cutback, and Nider on the near side had a nice block that helped him pick about 5 to 10 extra yards. So good play there for Onega. Now you're out of the shadow of your own end zone around midfield again.
6:29 until halftime. 27 yards there for Jackson Coulterman, doing it with his legs here in the first half. Buffaloes 9, Cyclones 6. Buffaloes got a touchdown and a safety for their 9 points. Percy Duncan, the lone touchdown for Riverside on their opening drive of the game. First and 10 Buffaloes, their own 41-yard line. Near side hash, Coulterman hands it off. This is Colling, right side, busting through a couple defenders and out near the first down marker near midfield. He'll gain 9 right to the 50 at second down and 1 as Colling busting through the O-line for a big play.
That was just a very physical run there.
So Colling with a nice run there and a running attack, and we've seen how good the Onega defensive line has been in the first half. A lot of these same guys play both ways, so now give credit to the offensive side because they are really handling the good sides up front that Riverside presents. Past the halfway point, second quarter. 9-6 Buffaloes. They have it second and 1 right at midfield. Coulterman, Colling again. He'll have a first down. He'll get a couple. Spun and then ripped down by Todd. Progress gets him 3 to the 48. Mark him down actually at the 47-yard line. So again, gain of 3, first and 10. Buffaloes on the Riverside portion of the field.
That was a big-time tackle by Dodger Dung. I mean, he threw Colling back by a couple yards there. Was it? Showing off the size and the strength of Todrick Duncan right there.
5:30, clock moving. Buffaloes really have a good opportunity if they can continue to run the ball this way. Maybe try to keep it out of Riverside's hands the rest of the half, and the Buffaloes will get the ball to start the second half. Riverside won the toss and took the ball. Here's a fake pitch and then immediately brought down. And who else? Todrick Duncan in the backfield, and Coulterman lucky to get back to the line of scrimmage. It'll be second down and 10 at the 47. It's hard to keep track of tackles for our side, but I think we've called Todrick Duncan's name about 6 or 7 times here in the last 10 minutes.
Flying over the field, just relentless energy from Todrick Duncan. He's everywhere on defense.
So second down and 10, Riverside portion of the field at the 47. 4:40 and counting first half. This is Coulterman on a keeper and brought down again in the backfield. This time it was Elijah Moore, and a flag comes in late right on the tackle. So Moore makes the stop. It lost a yard. Is it a face mask? Well, the announcer said it was a face mask.
It looked like the white hat said a horse collar. So it was. It kind of was an awkward takedown. Now he's saying face mask, but...
So it is the face mask.
He was pulling out his collar the first time he signaled to the Riverside side. He's the one that threw the flag.
So it's a 5-yard face mask, so it'll still be second down, but it's now second down and about 5 to go at the Riverside 43-yard line. So it was 5 yards from the spot. So it's still about second down and 6. Coulterman back to pass here, trailing. Now across the middle of the field, he finds his man, but it's going to be behind the line of scrimmage. As he found Josh Daniels, it's actually going to lose a yard or two back to the 45, and it's now going to bring up third down and 8. It did lose 2. So Coulterman was running so far back that when he finally found Daniels over the middle, Daniels still wasn't even back to the line of scrimmage. Ends up losing 2 yards, and now a big chance for the Riverside defense to get a stop. Under 4 minutes and counting first half, 9-6 Buffaloes. They have it third down and 8. At the Riverside 45. Coulterman, a rare time being in the shotgun set. Got Gavin Coulterman to his right, Colin to his left. Nider, the lone receiver, right. Jackson takes the snap. He wants to take a shot. Good ball on the move, and it's overshooting Nider at about the 15-yard line. Stops the clock at 3:29 here in the second quarter, and now fourth down and 8 coming up here for the Buffaloes.
You know, probably going to see a fun out of Onega here, play the field position game, and it's benefited them, obviously, so far, but let's see what they decide to do here.
And it looks like they do move Jackson Coulterman back. He stands at his own 45, looking to punt this one away. He pinned Riverside inside the 5 last time he was out there. So the Cyclones are going to get another opportunity here late in the first half, and this one's hit Boy, off the side of the foot. Interesting to see where they mark this one. The official's going to mark it. He moves up across the 20. He's past the 25, waiting for him to stop. And they'll say about the 28-yard line for Riverside. So Riverside will have it. Their own 28-yard line. 3:24 until halftime, trailing 9-6 here at Onega.
This is a big drive for the Riverside offense. I mean, Onega gets the ball out of the start of the second half, so you might not see the ball a lot after this. This is a big-time possession for the Riverside defense.
Beckham Griffin back to work, the freshman quarterback for the Cyclones. He's got trips left, a man to his right. Elijah Moore, the running back, sidecar left. Takes a chest-high snap. Left side, it's Duncan. Makes a man miss. Oh, ankle breakers there. He's got a first down and Moore. Now he's down the sideline. It's a foot race. 40. He's at the 30. Finally taken down at the 20-yard line.
We got a flag back, way back here, though, so let's see what the call is.
That was a 52-yard screen pass, but this may be coming back. Boy, how devastating would this be? Onega believes it's against Riverside. That would negate a 52-yard pass to Percy Duncan.
Looks like they're talking to the Onega defense here.
I'm sure there's no other answer than yes, we will accept the penalty. And they do get him for a hold. So the Cyclones, a big holding penalty, negates a 52-yard reception by Percy Duncan. And let's see where they place it at the spot of the foul. Makes it first down and 5 off the 34-yard line. So that is could be a devastating backbreaker to potentially in the half. They'll hand it off here. Elijah Moore. He'll fall forward for a couple near the first down stick. Looks like he'll be a yard short. He picks up about 4 across the 35 out to the 38-yard line. So second down and 1 from the 38. 2:45 clock moving until halftime. Onega trying to get a stop. They lead 9-6. Griffin found Percy Duncan for 52 yards, but it was pulled back by a penalty. Still a ways to go here, but still some time. 2:25 left here until halftime. Beckham Griffin in the shotgun set. He's got 4 receivers, 2 to each side. Ball near the far side hash. Play fake. He's got Colin chasing him down. He's got a man out here. It's the freshman Harrington who lays out and can't get it. Tyzel Harrington had a step on Mace in the corner, and it was just a little bit underthrown, and credit Colling, who came off the blitz, who probably affected that throw by Griffin, and it brings up 3rd down and 1.
You know, if he hits Harrington in stride there, that's a touchdown. I mean, under duress, throw took Harrington towards the middle of the field and had to lay out and just wasn't able to come up with the football.
So 3rd down and 1 at the 38-yard line of Riverside. Trailing 9-6, 2:08 until halftime. They give it to Duncan here, and he's a little slow off the ball, and I don't know if he got it. I think he might have got back to the line of scrimmage. Depends on the spot, but it might be 4th down, and it is. So no gain there for Percy Duncan. Again, credit guys like Magnet, Grace Fisher, Gavin Colcherman up front. They have played super well here in the first half for the Buffalo's defensive front. Down to 1:37, so the clock continues to move here, so both teams are really kind of content on, well, speaking of that, now we do finally get a timeout. Riverside will take it at 1:31 left in the first half, trailing Onega 9-6. Our timeout's brought to you by Schlegel's homegrown popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn. It's the perfect timeout snack. Back in 30 seconds here on KNZA.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
KNZA.
Perry was down 8-0 to Hayden.
91 seconds left here in the first half. Onega leading Riverside 9-6. It's been a defensive battle, no doubt about it. Some scores around the area. In the Big 7, Holton leading Royal Valley 14-0, about halfway in the second quarter there. Nemaha Central big over Jeff West late first quarter. That's a 21-0 score. McLeod is leading Mission Valley 12-7. McLeod trying to win their first game since 2019. Wetmore 20-0 over Altoona Midway. Frankfurt up 12-0 over Lynn. Troy all over Moore Hill Mounts Academy. That's 28-0 halfway through the first quarter. So a first down. It is Duncan. They give it to him on fourth and one. He'll get three across the 40 near the 42. So with 1:25 left, the Cyclones get a fresh set of downs. And trailing 9-6, trying to get something on the board before the half. They still have two timeouts left. Now they're letting a lot of clock run here, and they still got a ways to go. First and 10 at their own 41. Down to 65 seconds left in the half. Going to need a big chunk player, too, and now a whistle. And it's going to be a false start against Riverside. So I don't know how you would grade clock management here down the stretch in the first half, but it is not to the advantage of Riverside. They let a lot of clock run there after getting that first down, and now they lose 5 yards for a false start. I think Onega now wants to talk it over. 61 seconds left. A timeout, Buffaloes. 9-6 their lead over Riverside. We'll go ahead and keep it right here. Once again, timeouts brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. So, first half analysis, we'll have it for you. But, again, the Buffaloes have come out. They have played well both sides of the ball. I think they're kind of winning that battle, or at least very comparable to the size that Riverside is bringing. I think we've seen really the advantages for both sides have been the line of scrimmage.
Right, and I mean, outside of Riverside's opening possession of the game, they haven't done anything on offense. It's been all Onega defensively. They've been flying everywhere. Offense, well, defensively, they got the safety that set up the offensive touchdown. You know, the offense kind of stalled off that last drive, but everything's going Onega's way right now. I mean, Duncan is averaging 5.5 yards per carry, 8 carries for 26 yards, and the only big time run that he has is the 13-yard touchdown. Otherwise, it's 1, 2, 3 yards or negative. So, I mean, control of the line of scrimmage is big. Race Fisher has been a big guy up front for him. I mean, he's not alone, though. Jeremiah Dorsey, and we've called Gavin Colterman a lot. I mean, those three have really controlled the game offensively and defensively in Onega's favor.
What do you do for the Cyclones here? Out of the timeout, you just lost five. It's, what, first down and 15 from your own 36. You're down to just 61 seconds left. You take a couple shots.
Yeah, I think you're going to look at Tyzel Harrington. I mean, he was open deep just a couple of plays ago, and I think you're going to see a lot of him this last 61 seconds.
Donovan Mason on the other side lined up with him. Here's another blitz by Kohling. Pass across the middle that's caught by Duncan. Trying to stutter step, and he does make a man miss, and he gets all the way down the sideline and finally spun out by Mason. Boy, the physicality there for Duncan all the way to the 42. So it's a gain of about 25, maybe 26 yards there. 22. My math is very not good. Trying to think on the fly.
I mean,
gain of 22 there. It's a first down to the Onega 42-yard line. We're at 51 seconds.
They don't have the yard lines out there, so you kind of have to look at the far side of the field for the markers. So
they
don't blame
you. They do not have the yardage, so I was close. I was within a few. Big play now. Now here's a blitz. And here's going to be a quarterback sack. It's Dylan Magnet, the sophomore. Now
they're going to get him for a horse collar, though. He brought him down by the shoulder pads. So that's going to be a game-changing play. That was like a 15-yard sack, and he just brought him down high, grabbed high, and the Riverside is obviously going to take the penalty. That's going to be a horse collar tackle.
Wow. So that is a game-changing kind of play here. 46 seconds until halftime. That would have been about a 12-yard loss on that sack, and it's going to be a horse collar tackle on Dylan Magnet, the sophomore who came busting through the line and getting that sack. And Ben Coulterman not pleased with that call. He does not agree. So 15 from the spot.
Which is still going to be like first and 10, though, for how far back they're getting Beckham. So it's going to be around first and 10 still. But
so it's inside the 40 at the 39. So it's going to be first down and 8. At the Buffalo's 39-yard line with 46 seconds to go here in the half, trailing Onega 9-6. I think we get another whistle from the far side official. Stoppage of play. It doesn't appear to be a timeout. Maybe it's a clock issue. Never mind. They figured it out, and we're back to it. So first and 8 at the 39. Griffin back to pass. Coling again on a blitz. Across the middle. It is caught on the shoulder pad by Duncan down the seams. He's into the end zone. Touchdown. Percy Duncan again. It's 39 yards on the pitch and catch down the seam. And just like that, the Cyclones retake the lead with 37 ticks left here in the first half.
Just a simple slant route and throws a little bit behind him, but nice job by Duncan to corral it against his shoulder pad. And then he just had enough speed to beat the rest of the defense to take it to the house. And a big-time penalty just a moment ago. Next play is a touchdown. So a big game changer there for Riverside.
Monster penalty there by the Buffaloes that lead to a touchdown. 37 seconds remaining here in the half. Griffin under center as the Cyclones go for two. Take the snap. They give it to Duncan, and he's spun down, and he won't get there. So a big two-point stop there by the Buffaloes up front. Tackle made by Tatum Lara. But the Cyclones do the damage, and they retake the lead. 37 seconds until halftime. 12-9, the Cyclones in front. Back in a moment here on KNZA.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe and a basement full of water?
Honey, I think we need a plumber.
Is a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
For a free insurance quote, visit Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
37 seconds left here until halftime. Riverside just closing out a big drive there. It was a 72-yard drive capped off by a 39-yard touchdown pass from Beckham Griffin to Percy Duncan. The two-point try was no good. 12-9, Cyclones back in front. That's Drive Summary presented by Wilson Tire. When selection and service matter, choose Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire in Holton. WilsonTireKS.com there for more information. A pretty good half between these two teams. No doubt about it. This one has been fun so far.
Kind of been a slow, methodical game. Both teams really loving the run game, but I mean, we've had a couple big pass plays on the Riverside offense.
It's Todrick Duncan to kick it off the tee. Hits it about the 20. This is Mason who picks it up. Stutter steps in the middle of the field and finally brought down across the 30 out near the 32. Exactly 30 seconds left here until halftime. Interested to see how aggressive maybe the Buffaloes get here offensively. They'll get the ball to start the second half. So I don't know if they'll be too aggressive here, but interested to see how they pop out the first play here.
They have two timeouts, so I mean, if you trust Coulterman throwing the ball a little bit.
He's made a couple good throws. And they've been able to move the ball through the air a little bit. And let's see, first and 10 for the Buffaloes at their own 32, 30 seconds remaining until halftime. Cyclones in front, 12-9. They're just going to give it to Coling up the middle. And he loses a yard on the play. And we're down to 18 seconds.